Matt Damon plays an astronaut in the movie called The Martian. And technically, he is the Martian, and he's marooned on the red planet. But unlike all those silly sci-fi flicks, many of them were called Red Planet Mars or something like that, this is not cheesy. This is a riveting space drama and none of that B-movie nonsense. It's clever, it's scientifically researched, and very high-tech cinema done by veteran Ridley Scott, who brought us Blade Runner and Alien and Gladiator, I don't know, even some romantic comedies. He's done a little bit of everything, but he's really big on these spectacular kind of things like this. And then Drew Goddard, he wrote the screenplay, and it's full of gallows humor, and that's one of the best things about this. So many of these are just so deadly serious. And one of the big running jokes has to do with this disco music that poor Matt, or he's called Mark Watney in the movie. He's destined, that's the only music he's got. It was left behind. It's shown in the preview, so I'm not giving anything away. They have a dust storm on Mars, and there is the Ares 3 group there, all astronauts. And when this storm hits, Commander Melissa Lewis, who's played by Jessica Chastain, she orders all the astronauts back to the Hermes spacecraft for immediate launch. But unfortunately, Mark Watney is struck by debris, and he doesn't make it to the ship, and they think that he's been killed. They think that his spaceship has been pierced and that there's no way he could survive. So it turns out that he's merely injured and able to take care of his wounds, but his chances for survival 50 million miles from Earth are pretty dismal. And he's unable to contact NASA for quite a long period of time, but he is an enterprising sort, and he creates a video diary, so we get to follow along with what he's feeling and going through. And the situation is very critical, but he finds ways to persevere. And he's planning to try to last out until the next mission lands in 4 years. But the problem is, of course, food and water. Now, they've just recently said, hey, there is water on Mars. But in this movie, there's not. And so he finds a way to sort of subsist anyway on this extremely unfriendly planet by explaining, well, luckily I'm a botanist, and then he turns and calls himself, hey, I'm the greatest botanist on this planet. It's and back on Earth, the NASA scientists are scrambling to bring him home. This is an exceptionally fine movie. I gave it 4 stars. I couldn't look away. It's longish. It runs to almost 2.5 hours, but well worth seeing. Highly recommended.